month I'm celebrating 10 years of Baroque Bonbons by looking at my best of moments. It seems such a commitment to choose my best composer, but I'm going to say that it's probably Handel. When it comes to Bonbons, he undoubtedly takes the prize for supplying me with the most stories, partially because of his volatile nature. But we were so nearly deprived of this magnificent composer, had it not been for a lucky coat button that saved his life when he was only 19. It was 1704. Handel was living in Hamburg and was involved in a production of Mattheson's opera Cleopatra. Handel conducted from the harpsichord while Mattheson sang the part of Antony. When Antony died, Mattheson would come down to the harpsichord and take over from Handel for the last 30 minutes. But on the 5th of December, Handel was in his stride when Mattheson came off stage, and he refused to give up his place behind the harpsichord. Within seconds, the two musicians set upon each other in a violent altercation that brought the opera to a grinding halt. After some minutes of shouting, they left the opera house and went out onto the Goose Market Square outside the theatre, followed by most of the audience. The pair set upon each other with swords. As Mattheson himself recounted, "Urged on by others when we left the opera, we came to blows in the public market before a large audience. The duel might have ended very badly for us both if, by God's mercy, my sword had not broken in coming into contact with the hard metal button of my opponent's. So, no great damage was done." For a month, the two former friends seethed in anger and refused to speak to each other. But in January, Mattheson invited Handel over for dinner, and they were reunited in friendship and continued to be involved in musical projects together. Here is one of my favorite Handel arias, Susurrate unde vozosi, from his opera Amadigi di Gola. Here it is sung by my favorite singer, Philippe Yuroski, with the Attacirci Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was Handel's aria Susurrate unde vezose from his opera Amadigi di Gole. It was sung by Philip Urosky with the Artisarse Ensemble. To hear this again, go to the FMR website, click on podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons.